From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Kenyans are voting in a second presidential election after the first one, August 8, was declared null and void because of widespread irregularities. Many polling stations are closed Thursday. Some report light turnout. Clashes are also reported in Nairobi and the West. Wednesday, opposition leader Raila Odinga urged his supporters to boycott but also refrain from violence.
Do not castigate any person or any community. Do not look at your brother or sister with suspicion. He or she is as much of a victim as you. If your neighbor supports this twosome, do not insult or assault them.
Odinga has accused the nation's Electoral Commission of being incapable of running a free and fair vote. President Uhuru Kenyatta addressed the nation late Wednesday, urging his countrymen to vote and then go home and avoid disruptions.
I say that after you vote, and I have said this before, please go home. Go back to your neighbor. Remember that in spite of their origin, your neighbor is your brother. Your neighbor is your sister.
The U.S. has expressed concern by efforts on both sides to undermine the independence of the Electoral Commission and urged everyone to avoid violence. In Spain, Madrid is poised Friday to impose direct rule on Catalonia following its independence referendum that the government has called illegal. Monash University analyst Carlos Uxa said there is little doubt the Spanish Senate will vote to impose direct rule.
To be approved, you need the majority in the Senate, and the ruling party, the Partido Popular, has that majority, so they don't even need to discuss with other parties. They have said that it will go ahead no matter what the Catalan government does.
The Catalan president turned down an invitation to explain his position to the Senate Wednesday. He'll address his regional parliament Thursday. This is VOA News. New airport security measures for inbound flights to the U.S. are taking effect Thursday. Some passengers are to be subjected to interviews, and they're expected to result in flight delays. Jeffrey Thomas is editor of the Australia-based AirlineRatings.com.
So there's going to be a range of complications, and it depends on how airlines deal with this, whether they do the questionnaire at check-in or whether they do it prior to boarding.
The new requirements replace earlier restrictions on carry-on electronic devices involving some Mideast and African airports. In Turkey, 8 rights activists were freed from jail near Istanbul by a court early Thursday, among them German national Peter Stuttner.
We feel really happy about what happened. To speak of me, I'm really grateful, and I can say we are really grateful for everybody who supported us legally, diplomatically, and with solidarity.
They're part of a group of 11 who still await a verdict on terror charges and face up to 15 years in prison in a case that's drawn international condemnation as Turkey continues a crackdown on those suspected of taking part in last year's failed coup. U.S. UN Ambassador Nikki Haley Wednesday said she told South Sudanese President Salva Kiir in Juba the U.S. has lost trust in his government for continuing the country's civil war, and she said that trust needs to be regained.
I didn't come here to talk. I came here to basically say the time for action is now. We're not waiting anymore. We need to see a change, and we need to see it right away.
Haley said she told Mr. Kiir the U.S. was at a crossroads and that every decision going forward would be based on his actions. Thailand is in the midst of an elaborate 5-day Buddhist funeral for the late King Bhumibol Adulyadet, who reigned for 70 years in preparation for his cremation. Tens of thousands line the streets of Bangkok's royal quarter to witness the procession from the palace where his body is laid in state since he died October 13th last year at age 88. Thousands of pages of long classified documents about the investigation into the assassination of President John F. Kennedy are to be released Thursday to the public. The documents contained in more than 3,000 files reportedly contain references to assassin Lee Harvey Oswald's trip to Mexico 2 months before he shot and killed Kennedy in Dallas, Texas. The Houston Astros came back to defeat the host Los Angeles Dodgers in Game 2 of the best-of-seven World Series of North American Major League Baseball. Game 3 scheduled Friday in Houston. People in Honolulu, Hawaii better be careful when they cross the street. On Wednesday, a new rule went into effect, subjecting pedestrians to fines of up to $99 for crossing the street while looking at a mobile electronic device. It's believed to be the first such law of its kind in the U.S. to prevent distracted people from blundering into traffic. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.